This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Southern Arizona is a major hotspot for illegal immigration and smuggling. Even so, residents there are trying to stop the Border Patrol from setting up a permanent checkpoint for vehicles. Those checkpoints already exist on major highways stretching from California to Texas. But in southern Arizona, local opposition has forced the Border Patrol to keep moving. NPR's Ted Robbins tells us why.
It's a hot August night, almost 30 miles north of the Mexican border. Lighted barricades slow, then stop traffic on Interstate 19, the main corridor from Nogales to Tucson. Drivers roll down their windows and pull up to a burly young man, Border Patrol agent Robert Nicholas.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You guys U.S. citizens?
Yes, sir.
Airmen?
Agent Nicholas stands with other agents under the freeway overpass, the only shade in the daytime. Local opposition has kept this checkpoint changing locations for more than a decade. But now the Border Patrol wants to build a $30 million permanent facility near this spot. Border Patrol Tucson Sector Chief Robert Gilbert says agents need a checkpoint for smugglers who make it past the border.
From the Border Patrol's perspective, they are effective. We use it as a tool, as part of our in-depth, defense in-depth strategy.
But folks who live around here in towns like Tubac, Tumacacori, and Sahuarita, Arizona, say even the temporary checkpoint just forces smugglers off the highway and into their communities. Nan Walden is a lawyer and pecan farmer. She's also a member of a study group that looked at existing permanent checkpoints, like the one north of the border near Laredo, Texas.
We talked to people that have lived with checkpoints for 30 years. The crime, the smuggling, the violence is increasing. It's a no man's land between the border and the checkpoint, and they keep moving these checkpoints north.
Complaints aren't limited to Arizona. Near San Diego on busy I-5, a checkpoint can get so backed up with rush hour traffic that it has to be shut down. Still, the Border Patrol says agents at checkpoints far from the border catch thousands of illegal immigrants and tons of drugs every year. Nan Walden says that proves nothing.
They can give the statistics all day about how many people they catch and how many pounds of drugs. They don't tell you how many get around.
In a report 2 years ago, the Government Accountability Office says there is no evidence checkpoints are any more effective than other strategies, or that they keep smugglers out of surrounding areas. Chief Gilbert says he'll look for facts to support what he knows is true.
I'm going to go start looking into that immediately. I know we've mitigated crime in other neighborhoods and in other communities.
A Border Patrol spokesperson in Washington says the agency has just recently started studying the issue. Most of the crowd that attended a town hall meeting in Sahuarita, Arizona, cheered those who spoke against the permanent checkpoint. Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who represents the area, listened. She says she hasn't made up her mind, but she says she may support the checkpoint despite the opposition.
My job isn't to make people happy. My job is to craft public policy that really works in the best interest of southern Arizona.
Congress has authorized a permanent checkpoint in southern Arizona, but it hasn't yet appropriated the $30 million to build it. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.